Jared and Katie's church swap, the first church, we're all going to each other's churches, was mine. So Katie and Jason were at mine. Then all of us, hopefully Matt can come to Katie's in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. With our church, we have sacrament where they pass, it would be like communion, the bread and the, yep, for us, bread and water, and it symbolizes Jesus Christ and all that. And then were y'all surprised that it was young people doing that?
Yes.
Because Eli, because you're like, oh, Katie's like, I see Eli doesn't sit with you. He's up there with his friends. No, he's passing the sacrament. You're like, oh.
I thought he couldn't be bothered.
He also couldn't be bothered, but like, mm-hmm, he did come sit with us afterwards. She's like, oh. And so they are in charge. That's their job. It's an important duty.
Yeah.
To do that. And then when they're passing the sacrament, that's the quietest I've ever heard it, because usually kids are screaming and stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, it was quiet.
It got like eerily quiet. And Jason goes, is this the time we're supposed to be like super quiet? And I go, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're mm-hmm supposed to think about Jesus.
Maybe praying.
And right during that moment, hadn't act up at all, we heard Jason's vape cough.
Oh.
Mm. Yes. Oh, man.
And he doesn't just cough with his throat. He coughs with his like his whole body is convulsing.
I did have a major cough there.
And at one point, I did not say anything in the moment because I didn't want to start anything. But you did spit onto my arm.
Jason did.
Here
just
we
so
go.
You know. Yep.
Oh, my bad.
Yep. I did not touch it. I just let it dry, and I went home and scrubbed with a fury. But you did. Cough right on my arm.
And then, so what did y'all think when they had the speakers? We did a church swap. Jason and Katie were at my church.
Oh, by the way, when they were walking around with that.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
When they were walking around with that.
Oh, that's, yeah.
I didn't know exactly what was going on. And I'm like, well, what is that? And I thought, I don't think they can allow wine in the
Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
So it was water, so I was like, no thanks, I'm not thirsty.
Yeah,
he did say that.
I'm not, he said, when the bread came around, he's like, I've already eaten. I'm like, all right, Jason.
Okay.
Is that Mediterranean?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Is that multigrain?
Yeah. But the speakers,
yeah,
now. Okay, so that's another thing. You had, is it typically three?
Yeah.
Typically three speakers. And so the way your service started with like business, you know, like there's business to take care of,
yeah,
announcements, mm-hmm, and then the speakers. And I know that you say that they're asked 2 weeks.
Usually, sometimes one, some 2 weeks, sometimes more,
yeah,
ahead of time.
So the first speaker was seven?
Nine.
Was 9 years old. He did a great job.
Yeah,
I think that he
was very cute.
Very cute. His message was very sweet and about family and, you know, his siblings and what Zion means to him. It was very sweet. The second and the third speakers blew me away.
Did they really?
Yes.
Good.
I thought the second one was great.
Her name's Sister Foot.
Sister Foot did a very good job. She said she was very nervous because she had not given a talk
in church.
She didn't
seem like she was.
Yeah, for 10 years.
Ten
and I
years.
Thought, it seems like you did this yesterday.
I know. Yeah.
It was so just yeah flowed for her, and she got emotional, and it just was all
and
the
how much
things
we value women. We are our middle and concluding speaker, both female.
Which Jared absolutely made sure to point out to me.
I said, feminist Katie's coming. Can we get some women up there? They're like, we don't do that. No. That's not unusual.
Yeah, yeah. And then the third speaker, Sibley?
Sibley.
Sister Sibley incorporated the love languages into her sermon.
Wow.
And it was phenomenal, talking about the ways that we can implement the love languages in our own life every single day, along with how Jesus implements them for us. And I was just like, man, like, what a great tie all together.
How she tied that in, yeah, how the Savior, he shows how to do the love languages, all five.
It was just
and
so relevant.
Ways.
It was so interesting, so relevant, and really very moving.
Jason,
I felt
your thoughts.
Once again, just like my church, it's overwhelming making people overwhelmingly have to be kind. It was just so many things to be like, you got to be kind here and loving here. I'm like,
well, that is one
it's
of
like,
them.
I get that, but it's just like, I don't want to be kind all the time.
Well, I don't think most people are kind every single moment
and
of their
why
day.
They were mentioning repentance after
yeah,
that.
I don't
yes,
even
did
know what that was, but I will tell you that yes, last did woman, I thought that was clever as hell. Because it was almost like an analogy. So
mm-hmm right,
she was making a case for each of the lunges. The only thing I was worried about when she says, and physical touch, and I thought she was going to be like, sex all the time. But she didn't. She made
right
it,
no, she did
she
not
made it like, like, you know, the warmth of, you know, touching your child.
Or the
or
Savior
something
would touch when yeah would touch people to heal them. He mm-hmm didn't. He could have done it from a distance, but he wanted to have that.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm like, oh, wait till she gets the touch one. I know what that means for me.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't. I can talk about touching.
Well, plus, I mean, there's lots of kids there, so there's physical touching going on.
Yeah.
As far as there people are procreating.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Let me finish my sentence.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I can do this sermon. Call me. Call me.
I can do this part.
I talk about touching. Call me.
And so apparently, so then it ended. We said goodbye to people. I didn't want to overwhelm because there's a lot of people there that I know are AMLs.
They're all nice.
All right. Well, so that's our. Oh, wait. What did Jason say? So we all left. We had Sunday school. So Jason, you left. What'd he do?
So we walk out the doors on our way home, and as soon as Jason steps one foot on the concrete out of the door, he goes, "Oh my gosh, this is so dry." Pulls a nicotine patch out of his mouth. And I said, "That's been in your mouth the whole time.
That's why you weren't singing."
I was getting so buzzed.
That's why
I was getting buzzed.
Well, I just looked at him and I just went,
"My dog."
See you tomorrow.
I love that.
When I got in there, I didn't realize that, it was going to be relatively smaller and the lights are just going to stay on the whole time.
Yeah,
right?
He was waiting.
So I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to take this out." It literally, when I got out there, it was stuck to my gum. I had to rip it out like a band-aid. I was like, "Oh my God, my mouth is completely dry." I'm like, "I gotta take that."
That is hilarious.
And then I started realizing, like, wait a minute, the Mormon Church or Jesus, mm-hmm. whatever, said they don't like nicotine. Mm-mm. They don't do that.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah.
So here I am with a whole tin of nicotine patches and a nicotine patch in my mouth that I almost spit out in the church.
Well, the good news is I had no clue you even had one in there.
I really tucked it away in the
He's
side.
Getting good at it.
Yeah.
I had it tucked away in the side, which caused a dry pocket. And then I was like, "Oh my gosh, it's been in my mouth for an hour."
And he did put it into his pocket, so he did not litter. He did
I knew
leave
that.
It. Yeah, he put it right in his pocket.
Yes.
Oh, good work.
That's hilarious. Just to conclude, so your overall impression, Katie?
Oh, I thought it was really I'm very glad that we went because I didn't know exactly what to expect. I think that everybody was so kind.
Yeah.
Truly. I thought everybody was very kind. It is really it's family focused, obviously. It is Jesus focused, obvious. I mean, it's like all the things that you would expect from a church.
And
for sure.
Jason, I know we didn't have any rock band or anything in there, but.
Don't take this the wrong way, and let me say what I have to say. I was relatively disappointed. I went into the church thinking, I'm going to get Jared in this cult. I'm going to get him on something.
Right.
And I'm going to probably get recruited.
Mm-hmm.
It was relatively normal, and it was very kind, and they were not good. The speakers were good, so I was like, "Damn it! Foiled again!
Yes.
I can't get him on anything." Uh-huh. Ooh. So that was my impression of it.
Okay. Well,
wonder if Jason's going to show up now unannounced.
Yeah. We'll see on the when they don't know we're coming.
When he doesn't know I'll be here on Sunday.
I'll get him.